Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with Teresa Fallon in Brussels about a spy scandal spilling out across the European Union involving the elections for the European Union coming up soon in June, and a man named Maximilian Kra, a representative of the Alternative for Deutschland, the new rising power in Germany, anti-EU, anti-NATO, anti-immigrant, anti-US, anti-Ukraine war, Nationalist Party. Very fast, moving. Started in 2013 with 1%, now at 20%, second only to the Christian Democratic Union, which is the opposition, far out past the coalition parties, the Greens, the Free Democrats, and the socialists in charge of the government right now. The AfD's Maximilian Kra, his assistant, is now accused of being a Chinese spy. He's a joint German-Chinese national. There is more in Europe. There are allegations in Britain. There are allegations across the landscape of China seeking to influence decision-making in the European Parliament, in individual governments. We've heard this story for a long time in Australia, in New Zealand, in Canada, not yet in the United States, but it'll come naturally. Right now, Maximilian Kra, his name will not be removed from the ballot. And as Teresa explains, there's more than Maximilian Kra in trouble. Chinese influence peddling, sometimes called spying, sometimes called intervention or interference in democracy. Straight up business for the Chinese Communist Party, which is a party but operates pretty much like a mob, a gangster mob, that sort of thing. Very romantic. Hollywood loved that star, you know, Godfather. Well, think of Xi as a godfather, and think of the enforcers as people who put horses' heads into beds to influence Hollywood producers. What you have is a picture of romance turned villainous. And in this instance, the romance seems to have bedeviled a major politician in a rising party. This will damage its image back in Germany. It certainly damaged its image across Europe, but these days, damage is publicity. Everything's publicity. Here's Teresa Fallon in Brussels, commenting on Maximilian Kra and this quite unbelievable story of spying on a major rising figure in Germany. More of this tonight.
It'll be great. It'll be great. It'll be great. And the question is when it'll happen. To do the land in 26, they've got to do it next year. That I just don't see that. SpaceX is fast and it works hard, but this is a difficult challenge. Doesn't mean they won't have it finished by 28, let's say, or 27. But then, you know, getting the landing to take place, there's too many other variables. So we'll have to wait and see. I still say 30.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.